Wall Street was bolstered by two things today: vaccine news and the hope of stimulus. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 15th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us. For the first time in 20 years, all of the S&P boards have a woman on board. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to ban mailing of pills used to induce an abortion. We've got the Wall Street Report. Also, the price of oil shot up today. United Airlines is now shipping vaccine on passenger flights, and a survey about what you are doing with money. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. That way you will be up to date on the market reports, what's going on in the business news all day long, and you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the markets bumped up big time today as investors watched stimulus talks. It is all about protecting the economy from the pandemic. All we're doing now is waiting on the politicians at this point. COVID-19 vaccine continued to roll out to communities, and that, too, boosted the markets. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. According to a new report out by Spencer Stuart, that's an executive search and leadership firm, S&P 500 companies are slowly making progress on board diversity. This year, S&P 500 boards appointed 413 new independent directors, with 59% of those appointments going to women and minority men. With these new appointments, every S&P 500 board now has at least one woman, marking the first time this has happened since Spencer Stuart started tracking the data back in 1998. When it comes to directors who identify as Black, African, American, Hispanic, Latinx, or Asian, Spencer Stuart saw a slight decrease from last year. In 2020, 22% of new S&P directors are from minority groups, down from 23% last year, all suggesting there's still more work to be done. Today, the Dow and S&P 500 notched their best finish since around Thanksgiving, as markets scored a bullish lift on renewed hopes that top congressional lawmakers are set to meet and strike a deal to fund the government and push through a fifth round of coronavirus relief. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 337 points, or 1.1% higher, to close out at 30,199. The S&P 500 index advanced 47 points to close at 3694, and the NASDAQ was up 155 points to finish the trade at 12,595. Both the Dow and S&P 500 indexes logged the best daily gain since November 24th. CNBC reported that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the phone for more than an hour earlier in the day, are now set to meet yet this evening. Meanwhile, oil surged to the highest price in nearly 10 months, alongside a broader market rally due to stimulus talk and vaccines that stoked optimism around a demand for revival of travel. U.S. benchmark crude futures rose 1.3%, after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress will not leave for the year without a spending package as talks continue to finalize COVID-19 relief. Well, we did not see this one coming. Today, the Trump administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate a requirement that women visit a medical facility to obtain abortion-inducing pills, seeking to lift a lower court order that's allowed delivery by mail during the pandemic. The filing renews a request the court temporarily rejected in October when the court was shorthanded after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The justices said then that a federal trial judge should first consider whether to modify or lift its order blocking the in-person requirement. Today, United Airlines said it has started transporting coronavirus vaccines within the United States. Where? In the bellies of its passenger aircraft, as carriers' role in distributing doses has expanded. Hours after the U.S. approved the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine for emergency use late on Friday, logistics giants and passenger airlines began mobilizing distribution around the United States. That's a feat that requires close monitoring of temperature, since the vaccine must be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature-controlled packages will have GPS tracking and other monitoring, while the Federal Aviation Administration said planes carrying vaccines will get priority treatment. So there you have it. You never know who you might be sharing your ride with as you take your next trip to Florida, where, by the way, I understand it's warm. And finally, there is this. A story today from Go Banking Rates indicates that for many people, the pandemic has changed how we shop, where we work, and what we're spending money on. But it's also changing the way we spend our money. The Chase 2020 Digital Banking Attitudes Study emphasized the move toward digital banking, peer-to-peer payments, and online fraud alerts. The study also showed a tremendous and relatively sudden shift in our interactions with paper money. First, the study found more and more people are using digital banking rather than making a stop at the local bank. In fact, the survey said 80% of the bank's customers prefer to manage their finances digitally rather than in person, and half of all customers call the bank's mobile app a must-have. Another finding was that 13% of surveyed customers cited avoidance of paper money and physical cards as one of their top three reasons for using digital payments during the pandemic. Want some more data? Here you go. More people, like over 50%, are also applying digitally for mortgages this year. That's nearly double the number from the second quarter of last year. The survey revealed a few other surprises as well, including a shift in savings habits. In December of last year, 69% of Americans had less than $1,000 in their savings account. This year's Chase study reveals that 40% of its customers say they plan to contribute more to their savings account this year than they did last. The majority shared their plans to contribute at least once a month, said the survey. Currently, one in three Chase customers deposit money in their savings account more than once a month, and 30% have a paycheck deposit or autosave set up for direct-to-account savings. See what you learn here? What are you doing with your money? Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.